Being shut in a hotel room for 14 days has been stressful for many returning Australians. But for some, it's been made worse by having to quarantine in a room with a window that doesn't open. Two people have been arrested trying to escape hotel quarantine in the past day or so, both citing mental health concerns. And while a WA magistrate has slammed one of the escapees as having a blatant disregard for society, the Australian Medical Association in Western Australia says governments should be working to replace hotel quarantine with a home-based system. Isabel Rowe reports.
Once is tough enough, but Brisbane woman Katie Matheson has done hotel quarantine twice.
I went home to New Zealand to see my mum, who was unfortunately diagnosed with cancer during COVID. And I first of all isolated at the Ridges in Auckland, which was pretty good. So I was able to go outside for half an hour a day and run up and down a driveway. But my quarantine experience in Australia was actually a rough deal. So that was no outside at all for 14 days and no window that I could open and no balcony that I could just go and stand on.
The Queensland woman could work to pass the time, but she did try to ask for permission to get outside in the fresh air briefly during the 2 weeks.
And I was told that if I got a letter from a doctor to say for mental health reasons I needed to go outside, that they may consider it.
And so did you do that?
I didn't do that.
The situation became too much for one woman returning from Spain who fled a hotel in Perth on day 7 of her quarantine. Authorities say she managed to walk out the door of a CBD hotel and was missing for 12 hours before police picked her up at Rockingham Hospital, some 50 kilometres away. In a court hearing yesterday, Perth Magistrate Brian Gloustein said the woman had shown blatant disregard for the pandemic situation and refused her bail. But President of the Australian Medical Association of Western Australia, Andrew Miller, sympathises.
If parents can imagine what it's like to be stuck in a car with their family at this time of year for 14 days without being allowed to get out of it, then I think we can start to imagine that this actually pushes some people beyond the bounds of what they can cope with.
The Perth incident followed a similar situation in Melbourne on Boxing Day, where a man tried to escape his hotel after 6 days, telling officers his anxiety was taking over. Dr. Andrew Miller is calling on state governments to ensure hotels used for quarantining travellers have a window that opens as a bare minimum.
We need to enable fresh air and sunlight and preferably some capacity to allow them to get some exercise outside of whatever room they're using. These are things, of course, that are easier provided in the community at people's homes.
So you think we should be moving to a home system where people are tracked or something to make sure they don't leave?
Well, we are doing that already. In Western Australia, we've done that for people who've arrived from areas with community spread. Areas that have community spread overseas should not really, in my view, scientifically be viewed any different to those within Australia.
He believes the concern about letting quarantining guests outside is not about spreading the disease, but more about their personal safety.
It's absolutely medically safe. I think the one thing that people are concerned about is the potential for people to cause themselves harm if they have a high balcony.
The inability for someone to access fresh air in hotel quarantine is a potential breach of human rights. In October, the Queensland Human Rights Commission ruled on a complaint from one hotel quarantine guest who had no fresh air and was refused multiple requests for wellness walks outside. The commission found that the woman's right to humane treatment had been limited. The Australian Human Rights Commissioner is Edward Santo.
The general principle under international law is that people in hotel quarantine should have daily access to fresh air.
In that case, the Queensland Health Department told the Commission there weren't enough hotels available to ensure everyone had fresh air and that it didn't have the resources to allow wellness walks. Edward Santo doesn't believe that excuse can be used for much longer.
Hotel quarantine was instituted in a hurry. It had to be. We're now about 9 months into that process, and so I think governments have been on notice for some time now.
Brisbane woman Katie Matheson agrees.
Because we were told also that if we stepped foot in the hallway, we'd be fined $1,300. So kind of brought a little bit of joy to see a kid in a superhero costume just rebelling and running down the hallway for a brief minute. But I do question not being allowed any fresh air because I believe prisoners get an hour a day. So
that's Brisbane woman Katie Matheson ending Isabel Rowe's report.